call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Moving on to item two, board update. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Addis.
Thank you, Mr. Inks. January is United States, Board of Education Recognition Month. It's the month of the year where local school districts take just a moment to thank board members for their work. So we're going to do this at this particular time. At the same time, we invited our band here in order to recognize them. You can turn around and see these great-looking kids in the back and that great-looking leader back there. This is one of the highest-achieving groups that we have in our school district. I know that you've read about them, and I'm going to have Mr. Chiara correct me if I'm wrong, but we made it to Indianapolis for the fourth straight year?
In terms of semifinals, this is year three. We've been going and participating in Grand Nationals for going on 20-some years. But to qualify for the second round in our class is a very significant accomplishment, and we are 3 years in a row.
That's worthy of a round of applause for these kids. In everything that we do, we're trying to build a culture of working really hard to get done what we want to do for kids. I will tell you unequivocally, this is a group that works hard. They are constantly practicing, constantly assessing themselves. So many great stories about their accomplishments. I'm saying this because Stephanie and I invited them here tonight to perform for our board for recognition of National School Board Month. So we had two purposes here tonight. One was to recognize our kids and recognize Tom for another incredible year. But also, and obviously we have many interested spectators tonight, to say thank you to all of you for our work. If you've never thought about being into the school board life, I will tell you firsthand in year 29, it's not the easiest job in the world. And for people to put their name out there and be voted on to contribute to their school district and be a voice of the people to work with the school district, it is an extremely difficult task. So I personally want to thank all of you for the team that we have become and your contributions to moving this school district forward. And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Chiara.
Sure. Real quick introduction of what you're going to hear. Yes, the marching band is absolutely the most visible portion of the band program. But come Indianapolis that second week of November, the band does not stop. We turn right around, and we have multiple different ensembles that are kind of broken apart from the mass of the marching band membership. We have two concert bands at the high school. We have a winter percussion group that is currently playing at the high school's gym right now for the basketball game. We have chamber groups that are forming the 25th of January that consists of smaller groups of like instruments. We have a number of students who are involved in honor bands. We have three at Kent State. Two of them are here, right? Jordan and Matthew, who are representatives at Kent State this past weekend. You know, those things continue. And then the group behind me is our jazz band. Our jazz band's meeting on average about two times a week during our Panther time. So we got this kind of word from Mr. Addis that this could be an opportunity. So we started a little bit before break, but really it's been this week, you know, maybe 2 weeks in total we've been trying to put something together. Maybe you took it for us and like, hey, what could be fun? What could say thank you? We certainly couldn't have these opportunities without the support of our school board and our administrators and parents and community and all. So we thought we could put something together that's fun, and if you're fans of Polar Express, or maybe you took the train ride through the Cuyahoga Valley over the winter season, Polar Express train ride, the tune that goes with that is called Hot Chocolate. Now, not everyone could play today. We have, you know the movie, we have our waiters and waitresses that are going around on imaginary skates and pass out popcorn. hot chocolate. We have a large jazz band, so these are our young jazz band volunteers. Oh yeah, he's excited. So we hope while it's warm for you, you'll enjoy a little warm treat. And thank you for your support. And thank you, school board. Thank you for kind of giving us the invite. And let's go.
All right.
Thank you.
That is really good.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can't pass up hot chocolate. I'm going to apologize just spilling this on you ahead of time.
I think we just did a first in board meetings, maybe nationally, so.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you, guys. Yes, we appreciate it. Thanks for all your work.
And we've got more hot chocolate.
Yes.
I'm going to move past this. I'm not going to do a
pastor report.
Yeah, we're good. I'll say a couple things at the end.
Okay. Jenny, want to do your district report now?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to move on to item three, district report. Mrs. Bennett?
This is the part of the board meeting where we talk about everything that's going on in our buildings. So I'm going to start with the primary. Kindergarten students are participating in an outreach program with Apollo's Fire Baroque Orchestra. Today, actually. I think I saw a post on that.
Yeah.
But at any rate, this is through a grant with members of Apollo's Fire Orchestra. They shared the story of a spider named Apollo. Students from each kindergarten classroom worked with clinicians in the morning and then performed the story for the whole school in the afternoon. In addition to that, Norton Primary has applied to obtain a sensory inclusive certification through Culture City. Sensory inclusive certification endures daily accessibility, but not limited by time or location, creating an accepting and inclusive community. Culture City is an organization that helps create accessibility for children and families in their personal life, family, and within the community. Norton Elementary School, report cards are going home tomorrow. They are going to be hosting a career gallery walk on January 24th. Students at the elementary will learn opportunities offered through the 4-City Compact and investigate possible career choices. On January 31st, the Children's Concert Society will sponsor a concert for NES students. And this year's performance will include 4 singers and a pianist. There are a lot of opportunities going on for Norton Middle School students, and I'm gonna highlight some of those. Norton Middle School Coding Club permission slip. The Coding Club is starting. We'll meet for 10 Saturdays beginning January 25th, and they will meet from 10 to 12. It will be held in the Panther Room at the middle school. And if students sign up for this, the expectation is that you attend all 10 of the meetings. You can register off the website and turn a form in by Friday, January 17th, so that's this Friday. But some of the things that they're going to be covering are computational thinking, abstraction, binary number system, programming languages, basic electric circuits, Raspberry Pi computer operation. I have no idea what that stuff is, but at any rate, if you have any questions, you can email Mr. Rao. There is an Engineering Challenges Carnival that's going to be held on Saturday, February 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Case Western Reserve. And that is a hands-on day of STEM-based activities and demonstrations. The Cleveland Clinic is sponsoring education internship programs and experiences. These are summer internships and experiences that give Northeast Ohio middle and high school students the opportunity to learn and work alongside world-renowned caregivers at Cleveland Clinic's main campus, regional hospitals, family health centers, and administrative campuses. If you want information about that, it's on the website, or you can visit the Cleveland Clinic website at www.ccf.org/k-12 to learn more. And there are destination application information sessions. There's a lot of information related to that, and that is on the school website. The last one I have is the Be Wiser Camp. That was founded in 1990 and has inspired thousands of girls to pursue science courses and STEM degrees. The cost is $515, which sounds like a lot, but there are scholarships available. And that is a week in the summer for girls to learn about STEM, programming, robotics, physics, chemistry, biology, geology, and things like that. So, and I know that we did have a student that attended it last summer and had a great experience. And then, last but not least, the high school. We're going to talk about the basketball game.
Mr. Shaner, do you just want to mention Saturday at Akron U for Emma? Thank you.
Sure. I don't have much of a voice here. should have probably heard or gotten an alert call from me or email. The director of basketball operations at the University of Akron had contacted me a couple of weeks ago because she had heard about Emma Fouts' story and just wanted to do something for her family. So they came up with the idea to have a hashtag Emma Strong Day, which will be this Saturday. There is a boys or men's and women's doubleheader basketball game this Saturday at Akron. Boys game starts at 2, girls game starts at 4:30. One ticket will get you into both games. What they want to do is, first of all, they gave me a bunch of tickets and we're selling them for $10, and all the money from the sale of the tickets goes directly to the family. That day at the game, they're going to have 50-50 that's also going to go directly to the family. All of the athletes in their warm-ups are going to be wearing the We Roar with Emma shirts, as well as the dance team and the cheerleaders all that day. So it is going to be a comprehensive Emma Strong Day they came up with, so very fortunate. that they had this thought. So we're just trying to sell the tickets. The idea, of course, is even if you have no desire to go to a basketball game at the University of Akron, you can still buy a ticket for $10 and support the cause of the family. So.
Thank you. That's what 900 high school kids will do to your voice right there.
Actually, about three.
So just a couple other things I want to add from the high school. This Thursday, they will be inducting 30 new members into National Honor Society. And on January 28th, Norton High School will be doing a school swap with Northwest High School. We're going to send 15 students from our building to their building for the day, and they're going to send 15 students from their building to our building for the day, and they're going to share ideas. So I think it's a great idea. It should be a good experience for all the students involved.
Fantastic.
Oh, one more thing. I want to mention Panther's Closet. So we have new coats in all of the buildings. If you know of anyone who is in need of a winter coat, clothing, or anything like that, you can send a private message on the Facebook page or contact your building principal, guidance counselor, or teacher. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bennett. We're going to move on to item four, student recognition. Ms. Stratus, we're going to turn it over to you.
Mr. Shaner, we'll start with the high school tonight.
All right.
So every other month we have a Career Tech Student of the Month on top of our regular Student of the Month. So our January Student of the Month is Ms. Cindy Eisman, senior high school, and our Career Tech Student of the Month is Mr. Ben Kogenauer. So I'm gonna start with Ben here first. So I know I end up saying this often, but I really love when I see kids taking full advantage of like every opportunity that they have in front of them. So Ben, he's in the criminal science program at Barwood. So he's in a career tech program. That's why he became our career tech student of the month. But he's at Norton High School the first four periods of the day. The second half of the day, he's at Barberton. But then he also takes online College Credit Plus classes through the University of Akron. So he's kind of doing a little bit of everything. Also, if you got to see the video from our first football game this year, we had a red out. We had Moses show up and slam down his cane and part the Red Sea. Well, if you haven't seen the video, Ben was good old Moses, and he did a great job. So so this is Ben. You're the right one. That's not the right one. Yeah, here we go. So Ben, congratulations. And then surprised that Ben won our student of the month later in the year, because he's just a wonderful young man. Then we also have Sydney Eisman, and Sydney, we don't get to see her much during the school day. She's actually a full-time College Credit Plus student through Stark State, and but what is great is she is so involved still in the school. So let me see if I get these right. Okay, test me in a second. So she's in student government, prom committee, vice president of the senior class, National Honor Society, student government. Yeah. What am I forgetting? She's a captain of the golf team, okay, as well as you've worked for a couple of years over at Bob Evans, so you might have seen her smiling face over there. She also plays the piano for about the last 10 years, so multifaceted young lady. But it's really neat because we do get to see her after school all the time at school, because she's so involved, and which is pretty awesome. So as far as Sydney's concerned, when I call, because I don't really see her at school to tell her like she won, so I kind of pulled up the phone number and I spoke with mom. And when I called, what I said was, I think it's so awesome because our teachers vote on Student of the Month. And I think it's great because we don't really get to see you during the school day. So it just goes to show you that 9th, 10th, 11th grade, how much the teachers really think of Sydney, and just what a wonderful young lady she is. So congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber from our middle school.
It's always fun when you get to inform the student of the month that they're the student of the month, because there are usually kids that have never gotten a pass that says report to the principal's office. They all come in with like these big eyes and they have to say it. All right, what'd you do? I don't think I did it. But it's always fun to inform them that our student of the month are selected by the eighth grade staff. One of the activities, Allie Ford is our student of the month. One of the activities we did last week with all of our students was they all had to pick a word for the year, a word that was going to kind of drive this next year. And the kids designed a card for it that we're doing some activities with. Allie's word was rise. So I thought that kind of described what she wants to do with her life going forward in the next year, rise in all areas. And she does that on a daily basis. She rises and she's a great role model for the students, for her classmates, always a smile on her face, always willing to extend herself or help you. If I'm looking for help, Mr. Dobbins is looking for help, Allie's always there willing to help us out. Mr. Tribb wanted to come tonight and speak on her behalf. So Mr. Tribb is on.
I have Allie in my eighth grade algebra class, and I've been lucky enough to have Allie for actually 2 years. I taught the advanced seventh grade math last year, and then I taught the advanced eighth grade, and I think some of those kids were like, 2 years in a row, this guy, like, they're a little disappointed. I think Allie was one of them. I really enjoy having her in class, and I know there was a time when, I don't know if she really wanted me to be her teacher, but I really enjoyed every minute of it, and still do. I had to write notes because Allie is prone to like pointing out all my mistakes, and there's a lot of them, so I wanted to kind of minimize them. So like I said, Allie's in a math class. I've had her for 2 years. She's smart, she's kind, she's funny, everything Mrs. Gerber said. I like this word. She's a hoot in class. One minute she's like super intense, and the next minute she's just like the loudest one in the room. You're like, calm down. I'm like, what are you doing? So she's just like a lot of fun to have in class. I met with Allie's mom last year, and my class is kind of the class where a lot of kids get their B for the first time ever in their life. So I had her as a seventh grader, and I said, you know, Mom, like, eighth grade math's kind of hard. And Mom's like, oh, she'll be good, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I bet she will, she works really hard. Well, Allie had a B at one point in my class, and I think she was really, really upset. And I think she was kind of down on herself. I felt really bad, and it hurts my heart to see kids struggle, or not struggle, but just kind of like, you know, be challenged. But in that moment of challenge, you can really find out a person's character. Whenever you're challenged with anything, whether it be school or life, I think you go one of two ways. You either give up or you work your tail off. And she worked her tail off and she ended up getting an A. And I was so happy for her, I was so proud of her. I wanted to be there when she went home and said, Mom, I got an A, because I just kind of rooted for her. And what great character she had to continue to like drive forward and get that A, and she's figured out the class by now. Well, last story I want to share is one thing I love about Allie is how much she loves a challenge. I love to be challenged, I love to challenge kids. So I'm writing notes and I write horribly and I spell things wrong all the time. So they made fun of my spelling. I said, you know what? I could be grading you guys in the spelling test. Well, her and her friends are all super spellers, which means you guys have never missed one word spelling class, right? And there's like a group of them right there. And so that first spelling test, I got 20 out of 20, and I am just like, yeah, woohoo, like celebrating. I've never seen her more upset in my life. She was just like, so upset, I got 20 out of 20. Well, the next week I studied for the test, I couldn't read half the words. Like, these were really intense words. I still don't know like how to read probably 5. So I took the test, and they're supposed to be doing math, but they're actually giving me the test in math class, so sorry, but some things you gotta get done. So I take the test, they do my 20 questions, I get it, they're checking homework, they're grading, they're all huddled around like, Mr. Jeff, do right? And Allie's just like, oh, yeah, and then all of a sudden, I switched my L and the U's, I got 19 out of 20, and they all, so she made a big sign that has the word on there to remind me how to spell it. But she's just such a fun kid to have. It makes class so much more enjoyable, on top of just being such a bright kid, a kind kid, a fun kid. You've raised such a great daughter, and Mr. Shannon, she's going to be here. She's such a great kid. Love her to death, and I'm so happy to have her in class. Congratulations to her.
From our elementary school, Mr. Brady Sackett.
All right, Bryce, you ready?
Here's Marcus. So representing Norton Elementary School tonight is third grade Jones. Here to present is one of the teachers, Mrs. Deeds. And when you pick student of the month or think student of the month, a lot of times something will pop out, whether it's high achievement, high academics, maybe character traits. And we know that all kids come in from all levels. And what we really want to see is that kids grow from wherever they are to reach their potential. And Bryce is one that sticks out for just personal growth, really a lot of hard work, a lot of great effort over a few years, and he's just really grown so much. So good opportunity for us to say how proud we are of him for his growth. Ms. Deese is going to share a few details.
Yeah, I wrote him down so I didn't forget. All right, so we have been so impressed by the progress Bryce has made. He's worked really hard on his academics in so many areas. He scored really well, worked really well on both the district and the state testing that we just did. But academics is not only where Bryce has started to excel. He's becoming such a good role model and a good friend to so many in our school and in our class. In our classroom, we have a lot of kids, different grade levels, going in and out all day. It's kind of a crazy place. And so there was one day where there was a first grader who was doing some math center, and he was kind of struggling, and we were all in different places. And so Bryce, who had finished all his work, did his math center, did his math boxes, all was all done, turned his chair around, and he's like, I can help you. And so all of a sudden I hear out of the corner of my ear, and he's like, no, if you take it like this and do this. And he was actually giving him different strategies on how he could add up these puzzle pieces to form the puzzles. It was just so sweet to watch. And so I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I was just helping him. I'm like, no, you're good, man, you're good. Like, it was so impressive. And so he has become one of those leaders in our room. And that's what we look for. We look for those third and fourth graders to kind of step up and help the little ones. And I'm so impressed with what Bryce has done without being asked. He took it upon himself to do that. And I see him do it all the time.
Bryce, we're really, really proud.
And from our primary building, Mr. Eric Morris.
I have the honor to introduce two lovely ladies here this evening. This is Ms. Amanda Smith and Bridget McCarthy. Just a real quick thing that you need to know about Bridget. Right before winter break, you know, that's a crazy time of year and everything. Getting ready for a lot of things that are about to happen. And she did take a quick minute, and she sent me a thank you. And that says something that's truly a great quality of her and what is a representation of her family. She, in that thank you note, she just said, thank you for keeping us safe and taking care of the building. So I really appreciate that. And I don't want to steal Mrs. Smith's thunder, but we're going to share some other great things about Bridget.
So Bridget just came leaping into my classroom the first day of school with just the biggest smile and just ready to learn. And that's how she's been all year long. We did an adjective thing with my class, and all of the kids gave all these different adjectives to describe Bridget. So I'm going to list some of these as I tell a little bit about her. She has this positive energy about her. She's really eager to learn, and she's respectful, responsible. The kids said she was trustworthy and that she had a very kind heart, which is all very true. She is just a good role model to her peers. She works well with others, but what I notice most about her is that she really puts an effort towards those kids that are struggling or who just need a little extra encouragement and reassurance. She's that person that goes to them and can find them and say, hey, you're doing a good job, keep it up. Or she'll ask, can I be so-and-so's partner and help her out in reading today? And those things just really stood out to me. Bridget's art teacher, Mrs. Wirt, says how creative she is and that she just has a compassion for others that stands out like no other. And then Dr. Stewart, her music teacher, points out her excitement for love and music and life in general. And today she was actually one of the ones that was a part of the Apollo Fire Assembly that we had today. So she got to be chosen to be up there and do a little acting today. So that's pretty cool. Even her bus driver, I think this is so cool, matches her happy spirit. She gets up on those bus steps and the minute he sees her, what's he say, Leo?
Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood. So, I think that's really neat. But she's also just a busy girl. She's involved in Girl Scouts. She does faith formation classes at her church, and she takes piano lessons. So she is our person who plays Happy Birthday on the piano when it's the kids' birthdays in our class. So that's pretty neat. But she's just got this smile that's unforgettable, and she's just an absolute joy to know. And I'm just so happy that I got to have her in my classroom this year. So congratulations, Bridget.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a moment. We're going to take a break to congratulate all of our students of the month. If we could have all of our students of the month meet Mr. Addis over here for a picture, we'd appreciate that. All right. We're back in session. We're on item number 5, public participation. Does anyone, did anybody wish to participate? Okay, great. We're going to move on to item number 6 for the agenda. Do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We do. We're going to remove item 7A for tonight, the community or committee assignments. We'll discuss that and do something with that in February.
Okay.
As amended.
Very good. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion approved 5-0. On to item number 7, board business. We're on to 7B. Can I get a motion to approve 7B?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Sorry, it's a typo. That's right. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Item number 8, the approval of the minutes. Can I have a motion to approve 7A and 7B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Hold on, 8 or
7? I think it's 8.
8A.
8A, I'm sorry. 8A, you're correct. 8A and 8B, you're correct, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All good? Good. Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
All right. Yes. Motion passed 5-0. On to item 9, treasurer's recommendation. Can I have a motion to approve items A through G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I just wanted to highlight, we are reapproving a revised forecast for the month of January. We received notice that we've talked about in the past, the Nexus pipeline. We were originally given a valuation of almost $12 million for the Nexus pipeline, and they filed an appeal. We've talked about that as we've heard about this, that they could appeal it, and they have appealed 38.5% of the valuation. So we'll still receive payments on the other 61.5%, but the 38.5% we will not receive any payments on until the appeal goes to court. And that could take 4 to 6 months. So the forecast has been revised, removing it. And because right now all we know for sure is that we're going to receive the 61% of that valuation, I've removed the entire 38.5% from that, which at the end of 5 years makes a difference of $1.2 million. So we go from an ending balance originally of $66,000 in the red to $1.24 million in the red. But that's what we're comfortable with. We know we're going to receive that. Once we've realized in 4 to 6 months, whatever that is, the appeal process, if the judge comes back and we receive some of it, we'll revise the forecast at that time. But this right now, we're just working on what we know.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Can you call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Number 10, the superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve item A? Approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, and termination. Items 1, 2, and 3.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Norma Reed is here tonight, and my secretary, Kelly, told me last week, Norm is coming down to talk to you, and I said, uh-oh, that can't be good. But Norma and I spent about 20 minutes talking about her desire to retire effective March 1st and learned a little bit about her. She's been in Norton City Schools for 25 years.
Wow.
Serving the kids and community and teachers for 25 years and in the business for 45 years. So when I, you know, she didn't need my blessing. She told me I'm leaving. but in giving her my blessing at the same time, to think about your commitment to one place for 25 years and a particular profession for 45 years, it says a lot about the person that she is. And I knew central office was a little sad that day also. Kelly really didn't want that to occur, but we wish you nothing but the best and thank you so much for, you know, all that you've done for our kids and our community.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you.
I'll miss everybody, but it's time to move on to a new phase of my life, and I'm looking forward to that too. I've got a lot of good memories here, you know, and I've met a lot, made a lot of friends, and so I've had a great career here at Norton.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
It's been
good
a
luck.
Pleasure.
Yes.
And we wish you the best.
Good luck. All right.
All right.
Anything else? Okay. Can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right. On to item B. Can I have a motion to approve item B, approved personnel classified, item number one?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right. Motion passed 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter C, approve personnel certified substitutes, items 1 and 2?
So moved. Second.
Call the roll, please. Or any discussion? Sorry. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli? Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passed 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve, under superintendent's recommendations, letters D, E, F, and G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passed 5-0. Moving on to consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to pass under curriculum letter H?
You can do them all together.
Can I do all? Okay.
Yep.
H, I, and J.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Thank you. Moving on to item 11, superintendent reports.
None at this time.
None at this time? All right.
Given enough.
Very good. At this time, I'd like to just say, Mrs. Reed, thank you for your service. I know I've seen your face in the office many times, and always been a pleasure, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank
whatever
you.
You're going to do, travel, whatever you're going to do, we'll miss you, definitely,
thank
definitely.
You.
So, congratulations. I also want to say thank you to the band for coming. They're not here anymore, but they're right. They're the hardest working people in the school district right now. They're every time I come through here, there's some piece as part of that band practicing somewhere. So, and then congratulations to the students of the month as well. So we appreciate them being here too. Mr. Yule, you have anything?
Just congrats to the students of the month. I thank you to the University of Akron for putting on the Emma thing, and it's great support. And congrats to you on all your retirement. Good luck to you.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes, congratulations to the Students of the Month. I have a special place in my heart for the jazz band. My girls were in it, and it was just always, they were always so good, and they were a lot of fun. I think I am really touched by Akron U's, putting on this for Emma. I mean, it's just, she has just touched so many people, and, really all around the world. There have been people from all over. And congratulations, Norma. Good luck on that trip when you take to Hawaii. Put your husband on the spot.
Yes.
Oh, Hawaii. Okay, great. That's where she wants to go, so hey.
There you go.
I saw him nod his head.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
It's in stone.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Congratulations to Students of the Month, and thank you to the band again. That was a great way to start a meeting. I think we need to do that more often. Hot chocolate.
Refreshments, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Norma, Eric and I were just trying to decide if you were here before we started. We started in the same year, so you had us beat by a year, so congratulations. That Hawaii will be beautiful.
Great. Mrs. Bennett?
I want to thank this donor who for the last several years has donated coats to our district, and I know they don't want to be recognized, and that makes you appreciate it even more because they're not doing it to be recognized. But 35 coats, I mean, they're brand new in the package, and they're nice jackets, high school, middle school, elementary size, so I mean, it's really appreciated. And then also Victory Baptist Church, which Jamie Grabsky's husband is a pastor, and she taught here for 30 years. I should know this, but anyway, so they donated gloves, socks, hats, undergarments for all sizes too. So, I mean, it's just fantastic, the outpouring of the community that helps our district and helps our students. So it's very much appreciated. Norma, you will definitely be missed. I mean, it's always a pleasure to walk in the office and see you, and always so helpful, but this is great for you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
You're welcome. And congratulations to the Student of the Month, and I agree, the band being here, I mean, that was fun. What a great idea, so thank you both.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank both of you for inviting the band tonight. That was kind of a nice surprise, and a nice way to recognize the work of this board. When Norma started at Norton, I was teaching in the band room, and I had her daughter several years before that, and so I already knew Norma as a music booster. So we were getting along pretty splendidly, and we would be out in the office talking, and oh my gosh, the guidance counselor. Who was it at the time? Was it Kirby?
Mr. Harder?
Mr. Harder. Mr. Harder. Kirby Harder. Yeah. He would literally come out and say, "Would you two just shut up?" They won't have to do that anymore. So it's been fun working with you and fun having you as a secretary now.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Great. Last, I'd like to say congratulations, Jennifer and Lewis, too, on being voted back on as sworn in tonight.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Looking forward to four more years. Great. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right. Motion passed 5-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.